This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, he is Armstrong and Getty.
Darn it! Choking on his own lies before he even gets a chance to speak them.
Well, I'm choking on my own lies. Seemed like coffee, but maybe it was lies. Live from Studio C.
C, senior.
A dimly lit room deep within the bowels of the Armstrong and Getty Communications compound. And here we are on Little Friday. You can smell the weekend from here. Today we're under the tutelage of our general manager,
Kevin McCarthy. Our little boy is all grown up and become a man.
What does that mean?
Sounded like the Speaker of the House for the first time. He sounded like a leader. He seized the mantle.
Really?
Yes, whatever yeah. Mantle is.
I don't know this.
Exciting. He was challenged by an obnoxious NPR reporter and brought the thunder. Thundered with his mantle.
What are we supposed to be rooting for now with the economy? I don't even know what I'm supposed to be rooting for. Not that my rooting helps anything. I don't feel like I have the power to change things by rooting. But what am I rooting for? Am I rooting for it to, like, the economic numbers just came out today. Am I rooting for it to be really good? Because if it's really...
that would be the worst possible thing.
Because if it's really good, that means all those interest rate hikes, which I've noticed... in a variety of places as I'm looking for a house and, you know, your credit card and everything like that, aren't working. So they got to raise the interest more.
Oh, yeah. But so higher and higher it goes.
But
yeah.
So it's good news if the economy's bad?
Exactly.
Okay.
So you should be rooting for the economy to be bad? No, certainly not. That's the worst thing that could happen next to it being good.
Okay, and I'm enjoying the headlines today from the Washington Post. U.S. economy grew 2.1% in 2022, but recession fears linger. Then the headline in the New York Times, U.S. economic growth remains solid at 2.9%. Wait a second, the Washington Post said 2.1. Why do you say 2.9? I don't know. I haven't actually looked into this. I don't know why it is, but because I looked at this stuff as I walked in the door. I heard the economic numbers are out, but.
Well, and honestly, if it were 2.1 or 2.9, I'm not sure I would do anything differently today or
I would think differently. Markedly change my day.
Certainly.
What I have for
sell
lunch.
Sell a kidney.
We would like our growth to be up like, you know, around 4% probably, over 3% certainly, and it's not. But we want it to be slow.
Right.
Otherwise, it's, yeah, because they're trying to slow down. Okay. So this is good news that it's only in the two percentile.
Needs to be good and crappy for a little while, then slowly recover. The soft landing, Jack.
Okay.
That's what we're rooting for.
Look into that more to see what the experts are saying about that.
You know, I'm thinking I keep showing up for work. Try not to buy stupid stuff. Try to save a little bit. You know, something's broke. Fix it instead of buying a new one. Just behaving like I've always behaved.
Well, you're no fun.
I've heard that more than once.
Yeah, I don't know. So I was in the sales area talking to a bunch of people yesterday after the radio show about what they think is going to happen. And people are relatively pessimistic, but many of your experts are expecting a deep recession, whatever that would feel like. But, you know, a couple more companies in the last 24 hours have announced fairly significant layoffs of jobs.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think I'm a pessimist with a core of optimism. I want you to picture, what's that candy? Like a Tootsie Pop.
I'm a nihilist with a core of milk chocolate.
So my outer shell, and it's fairly thick, is pessimistic just because I think it makes sense to spend as if something bad might happen soon. So when you do get the bump in the road, the rainy day, you're fine with it. It's like the lessons I learned as a baseball player, Jack. You get ready for a bad hop. If you get a good hop, it's easily fielded. If you're ready for a bad hop, when that comes and you take it right in your teeth and you drop to your knees weeping in pain and fear, you were prepared for it. At least the ball doesn't go into the outfield as you pick up your teeth.
Well, all that is true and good and nice and a fine way to live your life. There are times where
that's a little condescending, but go on.
There are times where you have to get a car or a house or, you know, the family hasn't been on vacation in a long time or whatever. You got to do something. And is it scary?
You don't need to get a car or a house. Take public transportation. Isn't that laughable when you think about it?
Oh, yeah.
For 98% of the population?
You know, it's the great Roger Hedgecock who turned us on to the idea that how often you see city buses that are empty. And I notice that all the time in the areas I'm in where I see buses. They're almost always completely empty. I mean, very, very often, just the driver. Hmm. And maybe somebody who looks like they're on the bus to keep warm. But, you know, they keep driving around. They keep driving around and making all the stops.
Light rail, often the same. Not always. Depends on the system and the time of day, of course.
But anyway, sometimes you got to make a thing. And is the economy scary enough to put off the thing like you need a new car or you need to buy a house or, you know, vacation or what, you know, going to visit grandma and grandpa? Is it scary enough to put that sort of stuff off? That's what I've been trying to decide.
Just take public transportation to your tiny home. I hear those are popular.
Mail yourself to grandma and grandpa or something. Anyway,
be sure to poke air holes in the package. Pro tip.
We'll look into those numbers a little more and see if it's good news or bad news. And again, I don't know if good news is bad news and bad news is good news. So it's difficult to figure out. I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty on this. It's Thursday, January 26th, the year 2022. No, it's 2023. No donuts for me in 23. We are Armstrong and Getty. We approve of this program.
Okay, let's begin then officially, according to FCC rules and regulations, forging ahead at Mark.
Okay, let me be very clear and respectful to you. You ask me a question. When I answer it, it's the answer to your question. You don't get to determine whether I answer your question or not, okay? In all respect. Thank you.
Actually, Kevin McCarthy, I agree with the reporter. I do get to determine as the press whether or not you answered my question. And you should stand there and keep answering questions until you're done.
You didn't hear the clip. You're out of your depth, Donnie.
Well, the general principle.
This obnoxious NPR reporter was delivering a long lecture that seemed to be composed of questions that she would never let McCarthy answer. And then she would continue on with her NPR editorial. It was unbelievable.
Well, that's the tact. What you just said would have been a good tact for McCarthy going, is that a question or is that a lecture?
Well, again, everybody who heard it didn't need that. Didn't need that that perspective.
So cool. So we got more of that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he brought the thunder.
Right. Thunder. That's what we need. More thunder.
Well, this obnoxious NPR chick was trying to act like it's utterly unjust to have George Santos on any committees when McCarthy has just been blatant political fashion, gotten rid of the terrific, respectable Adam Schiff and the hero to so many Eric Swalwell in her long screed. It was ridiculous, and then he brought it. So we'll play that for you in a bit.
I wonder about that move, the kicking off senior members of the other party from committees. Is that going to become a thing now for every incoming new Congress when the other party takes charge to kick the other side's members off? Will this grow from here the same way approval of judges changed little by little over the years? I wonder.
Well, in a not perfect, but a not crappy world, the answer would be, yeah, if they deserve it, if they have earned their way off of the committee, if they've behaved so reprehensibly, it's a joke to leave them on there, yeah, their ass will get booted off. Of course, that's, you know, hoping for decency. But in answer to your question, the short answer is, yeah, probably so.
It seems like the history has been you come in and you let the other parties, you know, really annoying, you can't stand them stars of the committee stay on there because you feel like they'd kick yours off when they take over. I guess that's
well.
Been
let's
the standing...
let's go to the email. Let's see. This one says, "I agree with Jack." Signed, Fang Fang. Eric Swalwell's Chinese spy girlfriend. She agrees with you, Jack. So you have support. Jack, oh wait, there's another one. I agree with Jack. Signed, Joe Scarborough and his sex pot Mika.
You know, I feel like it hurt Swalwell the fact that his Chinese spy girlfriend's name was Fang Fang. It made it worse for him.
Didn't help.
It didn't. No, it did not help things.
Well, I mean, yeah, you could have 100 different names, but Fang Fang, number one, you can remember it.
Right. Yeah. Good point. How does mailbag look?
Oh, it's good. It's very nice. Yeah, I got to figure out what to leave in, like what to leave out. More, it's a metaphor for life.
More information on the whole tank thing. There's a total of 105 tanks from all the forces arrayed against Ukraine committed at this point. 105 tanks. So they've gone from no tanks to 105 tanks committed. When they'll actually get there, of course, is a different question. But, and bipartisan support for this, which is you'll hear, is kind of surprising, too. So lots of stuff on the way. Our text line is 415. 295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
It seems there's some pushback against the movie Everything All at Once from some quarters. About it
really?
Not being art, but saccharine cornball crap, as retweeted by Timothy Sandifer. And I am feeling...
that's just like your opinion, man.
Feeling extra stupid in that I'm not sure I can tell the difference between art and saccharine cornball crap, as I have no idea what it was. But it's the most nominated movie this year, so... Joe's going to watch it this weekend and tell us what he thinks.
You know, I've certainly passed the point in my life where I have the need to feel superior to other people because they like different stuff. In terms of the so-called creative arts, if you have very pop tastes in music or in movies, go enjoy it. Life's hard. chill out. If you want to get into weird, funky music like I do, let's listen together and compare notes.
Yeah, but
if you want to listen to Beyonce all the time, fine.
Well, I think their point, though, is more along the lines of everything that's just weird is not beautiful art. You're just throwing out weird sounds doesn't make it super creative, innovative music. Just automatically, in the same way the movie. And that might be what this movie is. I don't know. I want to see what you think when you watch it.
Wow. Now the pressure's on. Okay, I'll do my best. Although, it might have to be over the weekend. Anyway, here's your freedom-loving quote of the day. Abe Lincoln. Fellow citizens, we cannot escape history. We of this Congress and this administration will be remembered in spite of ourselves. No personal significance or insignificance can spare one or another of us. The fiery trial through which we pass will light us down in honor or dishonor to the last generation.
Wow, what was he talking about at the time? The whole slavery thing?
The whole slavery thing.
Wow, that's a phrase.
Yeah. The Civil War, I'm sure. And how they were dealing with it. But the idea that it reminds me of another discussion we were having. I think we were talking about parenthood in particular, although, you know what? Honestly, it was a conversation I was having with my brother about leadership. And he pointed out, you are always an example, whether you intend to be or not. As a parent, as a leader, etc. Well said, Link. Mailbag.
The fiery trial, he said.
No, not another one. You can drop us an email, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. Keep them brief if you can. mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. Jeff in Bend, beautiful Bend, Oregon, one of my favorite places in the world, said, if Abe Lincoln was alive today, I'm certain he would be a friend of Armstrong and Getty. Well, that's a flattering thought, Jeff. I know you appreciate a great Lincoln quote, and I found another interesting one from the great man. Quote, apropos of nothing, Adam Schiff has the smallest, thinnest neck I've ever seen. That's right. Abraham Lincoln.
Got the smallest, thinnest neck I've ever seen.
Yeah, but Trump was willing to say he was the greatest president except for Lincoln.
But then he changed his mind, and having re-examined the record, decided he was greater than Lincoln. Moving along. Mr. Cynical writes, I know you guys are over talking about the classified documents. How much do you want to bet there are classified documents in both Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff's homes right now? If so, did Fang Fang get access to them? I know she wasn't making the beast with two backs with him because of his ruggedly handsome looks.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Wow is right.
Wow. You know, on a human level, though, Jack, let me put on my I'm a human being hat. If I am Eric Swalwell, and I'm getting it on with a really attractive Chinese lady. Then it later turns out she was a spy. What a blow to the ego.
Oh, no kidding. That would
hurt. She just wanted national secrets?
That would hurt.
She just wanted in my file cabinet drawers, not my drawers? Damn it.
You mean a foreign government had to pay her to have sex with me? Oh, that hurts.
Oof. So again, fellas, whatever you think of young Mr. Swalwell, spare him a moment of sympathy, man to man. Moving along, Cam from Dallas writes, how the Dems will get rid of Kamala? She'll be the next to be found with classified documents. Take it to the bank.
Ooh.
I don't think they have to. They'll just go to her and say, nobody likes you. You will be humiliated. You will make George McGovern look like George Washington if you run.
Google it.
Right, lady? Go back to California. We'll give you the Senate seat. Now go! Jared in Missouri writes, on the topic of AI and ChatGPT and all that stuff.
Can't get enough of that stuff.
Oh, I've got a great ChatGPT example coming up. Is it humanity's nature to toy around with things that can destroy us? It's not like we don't have literally dozens of movies, books, and plays about our creations getting out of containment and wiping us out. I'd rather it was velociraptors than robots. But maybe if raptors were so smart, we can ally with them to give us a fighting chance against the Terminators, who won't need to feed lots of people to feast on.
Yeah, that's a pretty good example in that I feel like if velociraptors were walking the Earth, there wouldn't be a whole bunch of crazy unforeseen consequences coming my way. I pretty much know what the consequences are and how to deal with it. This whole AI thing, nobody knows what this is going to do to society and the world. Oh, my God.
Well, I think the genius of Jared's diplomacy may have escaped you. What he is advocating is an alliance between the humans and velociraptors, because we'll point out to them that if the robots wipe us out, there'll be nobody to eat.
Mm.
So much like a caring shepherd tends to his flock, the velociraptors will be on our side. Coming up, ChatGPT was asked to write a poem about the skies, about the sea and the mountains in the style of Batman. Stay with us.
If you miss an hour of this show, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Hulu has a new six-part docuseries about the 1619 Project. That thing will not die, no matter how many historians weigh in on its inaccuracy, how many retractions the New York Times has to make silently. It just will not die. It just continues to be heralded. Every bookstore, I don't know if I've walked into a bookstore in the last 2 years that hasn't had that displayed up front right when you walk in the door.
Wow. Wow. Well, and as Tim Sandifer pointed out in his fabulous review of the thing, there's quite a bit of it that's quite good. But it is so poisoned by the parts of it that are utterly dishonest, inaccurate, crazy. The brand is just, it's off-putting. I can't take it seriously. Yeah, yeah, it won't die. Anyway, do you remember Bill Clinton, after Bill Clinton left office, and he had gotten rid of like 85% of the U.S. attorneys? Because you always do. When the new administration comes in, they appoint their people. A few you hold over because they're just heroes or they're bipartisan or whatever. But then George Bush came in and did essentially the same thing. And it was portrayed by the media as an unprecedented horror on a scale never seen before in mankind. And that was one of my early awakenings to, I mean, I knew the media was biased because I'd known a bunch of media people and they all seemed to be lefties. But I became aware of the depth of it. So having said that, I'm not in favor of partisan house cleanings on, for instance, congressional committees. You're the Republicans. You come in. You've got the majority now. If the other party wants Joe Smith on the committee, that's their business. You're running the committee. Everything will be fine. Having said that, I think it's fine. Kevin McCarthy got rid of Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell. He was doing a press conference yesterday, and an NPR reporter, and we would play you this tape. I'm tempted to do it, just to do it, but she's extremely difficult to hear, and it goes on for a very long time. Her asking her delivering an editorial that is masked as a series of questions. She's giving a speech, and it goes on for a long time with Kevin McCarthy attempting to start to answer, then her cutting him off. Anyway, so that's what leads up to Kevin McCarthy finally answering clip 31.
Okay, let me be very clear and respectful to you. You ask me a question. When I answer it, it's the answer to your question. You don't get to determine whether I answer your question or not, okay? In all respect. Thank you. No, let's answer her question. You just raised a question. I'm going to be very clear with you. The Intel Committee is different. You know why? Because what happens in the Intel Committee, you don't know. What happens in the Intel Committee, although the secrets are going on in the world, other members of Congress don't know. What did Adam Schiff do as the chairman of the Intel Committee? What Adam Schiff did, use his power as a chairman and lie to the American public. Even the Inspector General said it. When Devin Nunes put out a memo, he said it was false. When we had a laptop, he used it before an election to be politics and say that it was false and said it was the Russians. When he knew different, when he knew the intel, if you talk to John Radcliffe, DNI, he came out ahead of time and says there's no intel to prove that, and he used his position as chairman, knowing he has information the rest of America does not, and lied to the American public. When a whistleblower came forward, he said he did not know the individual, even though his staff had met with him and set it up. So no, he does not have a right to sit on that. But I will not be like Democrats and play politics with these, where they removed Republicans from committees and all committees. So yes, he can serve on a committee, but he will not serve on intel, because it goes to the national security of America. And I will always put them first, all right?
He's not a very articulate guy, Kevin McCarthy. He's just not a good, very good speaker.
So it'll be interesting to see where this goes. I don't know what I think about it. I saw a list the other day of the loathsome characters from both parties that have been on committees for years in the past that the new crowd would not come in. Because it was just kind of like, it was, you know, like the, whatever they call the unwritten rules of baseball, I guess, that you come in and you mostly don't screw with the other side's people because you think, well, eventually they'll have the power and kick our people off, I guess, has been the rule all these times. Because some, like, really, I should dig up that list, some really ridiculous characters that have been on committees over the years. It's kind of like how, you know, you have Iran on the Human Rights Committee, that sort of stuff over the years. But, you know, maybe this is a good move. Maybe this would be a good direction to go. I have no idea.
Well, like so many things in life, there's probably a balance between those two examples that would be good. Let's move on to the fabulous man from California, Eric Swalwell, 32.
And if you want to talk about Swalwell, let's talk about Swalwell, because you have not had the briefing that I had. I had the briefing and Nancy Pelosi had the briefing from the FBI. The FBI never came before this Congress to tell the leadership of this Congress that Eric Swalwell had a problem with a Chinese spy until he served on intel. So it wasn't just us who were concerned about it. The FBI was concerned about putting a member of Congress on the intel committee that has the rights to see things that others don't because of his knowledge and relationship with a Chinese spy. They brought it to the works of the leaders. I've got that briefing. So I do not believe he should sit on there, that committee. And I believe there's 200 other Democrats that can serve on that committee.
Roll on, Michael, 33.
So this has nothing to do with Santos. Santos is not on the Intel Committee. But you know what? Those voters elected Schiff, even though he lied. Those voters elected Swalwell, even though he lied to the American public, too. So you know what? I'll respect his voters, too, and they'll serve on committees. But they will not serve on a place that has national security reverence because integrity matters to me. That's the answer to your question.
There you go.
That whole God, you would think that would have ended your intelligence career when you got caught with a Chinese spy from your own party.
If not, what would it take?
Yeah, no kidding. What would it take?
Put them on appropriations. Put them on oversight. Put them on rules. Put them on any important committee you want. Probably not technology, you know, China. But you can't put them on intel. Come on.
I didn't watch The Late Show on MSNBC. I usually watch that before I go to bed. They do an 11 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock West Coast time. So I'll have the latest news of the day. I'll bet none of that was on there, though. And so my point being, in our modern world, while that is a completely defendable position that he just laid out, I'll bet it was not heard at all by two-thirds of the country who takes in mainstream media, which is part of the whole, you know, siloing of information problem.
So transition now. It's been a while since we've done this, but here at the Armstrong and Getty Show, in case you're a new listener, we have coined a couple of words that are now in use of the English language, in use for it, during, at the English language. speaking of the English language, I'm not very good at it, including the word horrifarious when something is simultaneously horrifying and hilarious. Brand new word we all must know after a quick word from our friends at MyPillow. Man, did Judy and I use a lot of their products, including I got the slippers, we got the towels, we got all sorts of good stuff. One of the standouts that's all about great sleep are their Giza Dreams sheets. Man, these are nice sheets.
Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, has made it his passion to give you a great night's sleep, and these Giza Dreams sheets do that. They're made from the world's best cotton, Giza. Ultra soft and breathable, yet extremely durable. And right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are at the lowest price ever. Sheets coming in as low as $29.98 if you use the promo code Getty.
Roll me in designer sheets. I just can't get enough. Be like Blondie and dig some Giza Dreams sheets, man. All the colors, the styles, the sizes you want. Now's the time. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener's special square to check out this sale on the Giza Dream sheets. Remember the code Getty, G-E-T-T-Y. Again, go to MyPillow.com. There's a radio listener's box. Click on it and remember the code Getty.
By the way, coming up, we got some more examples on how ChatGPT is going to take over the world.
And, well, that's what I'm talking about. Freaking frightening. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I am terrasinated.
Terrasinated?
By AI. I am simultaneously terrified and fascinated by AI and specifically the language ChatGPT type AI. I have long been really interested in it. I am now officially afraid.
That is terrifying.
I'm going to be purchasing a large boat. My bride and I and my children, if they choose, are going to retreat to the high seas where I hope we will be able to live out our lives uneaten by our robot overlords. But I am terrasinated by ChatGPT. So coming up, some examples of how crazy it's getting. And as discussed, a poem written by ChatGPT about the sea and mountains in the style of Batman.
If you want a fear for everything you hold dear, stay tuned to the show. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
If you like sex trafficking, a new law in California is the law for you. Obviously, that's
wow,
horrifying sarcasm, but wow. New law took effect in California, probably slid under the radar for you, and it is sex trafficking has exploded in recent weeks. Details on that maybe in hour two of the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We are increasingly terrasinated by artificial intelligence, terrified and fascinated. First, as promised, a poem about the sea and mountains in the style of Batman. Thank you, alert listener Jesse, for sending this along. Use ChatGPT. Beneath the dark skies, I stand alone, gazing out to sea, the mountains unknown, a symbol of strength, a beacon of hope, my mission to protect, to never let go. The sea of Fort...
Yeah, crank Michael. It up. Batman music.
No. No. No.
Huh?
No.
Really adding to
no.
it.
No. No.
I think it's making the art better. It's like everything all at once all the time.
No, it's not like campy old 60s Batman. It's brooding 90s Batman.
Oh,
moving along.
Grittier Batman. Gotcha.
The sea, a force of power and might, eternal and vast, a never-ending sight. The mountains, a challenge to conquer and climb, a test of my will, a test of my mind. But in the face of danger, I do not cower, for I am the Dark Knight, the Caped Crusader. I will face the waves and scale the peaks for justice, for Gotham, my spirit never weak. The sea and mountains attest to my soul, but I will prevail, for I am the Batman, a whole, a guardian of the night, a protector of the land. With the sea and mountains, my fate is in my hand.
A computer wrote that?
ChatGPT did, yeah.
I wonder how long it took.
Or OpenAI chat.
I wonder what inputs they put into it.
I told you that, a poem about the sea and mountains in the style of Batman.
But that's all they said. That's yes. all you got to say?
Yes.
Wow. See, I haven't messed with this. I don't know.
Isn't that something?
The sum total.
I should have read you the one I came up with the other day. I didn't come up with it. I came across it. Instructions on how to remove a peanut butter and jelly sandwich from a VCR in the style of the King James Bible.
Wow.
Moving along to more serious fare. And it was hilariously what you would think. Anyway, a brief characterization of the Jordan Peterson tapes we heard yesterday.
Yeah, so psychology professor Jordan Peterson, he wanted to take a look at ChatGPT, having GPT, a lot of people say GPT, GPT. Having heard the stories that ChatGPT had passed, you know, like a Harvard law test and all, and they got an MBA degree and all these different things, and now living in a beautiful suburban home, ChatGPT is, with its family of three. But he had created these experiments, like adding a chapter to his book and giving it particular instructions on the style, and he said nailed it in a way that he wouldn't even be able to distinguish it from his own writing, which was troubling to him.
It's astounding.
It is astounding. Yeah.
And the prompts were esoteric and very intellectual.
Yeah.
And it handled them like a champ.
Wow.
On a more practical level. And here's the, you know, I make jokes about our robot overlords. I don't know, for instance, strapping us down and draining our vital fluids. I think more likely massive, massive unemployment is the result of this stuff.
Yeah.
A good friend of ours, who I will keep anonymous, wrote, I started messing around with ChatGPT 3 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, I signed everybody up on my service team, about 8 of us. I regularly use it to double check myself when I get complex legal or my field questions. It's very good about 75 to 80% of the time. When it is not good, I can typically prompt it further and get a good answer. Maybe one in 10 times, it's just dead wrong. It's come up with things I have not thought of, which have caused me to change my course of action more than once. This will be absolutely vital in any service industry, law, engineering, architecture, because you damn well know your clients will be using it. So if your answer, response, or memo is not as good, at least, as what ChatGPT or whatever comes up with, then why do they need you? I turned it on to a good friend of mine who is a project manager and civil engineer. In his first day playing with it, it wrote a flood mitigation plan for a construction site in local city that was compliant with all state and local regulations. He said it saved him 48 hours easily. As I compare it to people in my field, it is probably better than 3/4 of them already.
That was the kill shot for me. So here's a guy who's really good at what he does, but says ChatGPT is already better than 3/4 of the people in his field. And this thing came out in November, 2 months ago. And, you know, it's going to improve so much so fast. That's why I'm now understanding why Ian Bremmer put this on his list of, you know, the risks for 2023, that this is the year that we go from it being kind of theoretical. I mean, you just heard it there. Here's somebody's actually using it already. It goes from being theoretical to it's out there, it's doing it, and it's having its effects.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's mind-blowing.
You know, boy, this is a philosophical thought. I think one of the reasons it's sort of a blessing that we don't have immortality is that massive shocks to the way humans do things would be so terrifying if you're going to live forever. Because you would have to deal with every single cataclysmic change to how humanity functions. From the, you know, go from a hunter-gatherer to the agricultural explosion to the Industrial Revolution to whatever. But if you combine artificial intelligence with the prospect of unlimited free fusion energy at some point in the future, there will be no need economically for like four-fifths of the population. Four-fifths, to put it another way, four-fifths of the population will be rendered utterly unemployable.
And then you're going to convince that other fifth, that other one out of five, to go to work every day to make enough money to provide the taxes so everybody else has some place to live and something to eat?
Or artificial intelligence generates so much revenue and so many goods and services, we become purely consumers. We do not need to be producers of whatever we produce, from law briefs to construction projects to talk radio shows. There's no need anymore. We will merely consume, which I believe, and I stand ready to be argued with if you like, I believe will yield a human race of welfare recipients, of people like Indian reservations.
You're wrong.
Utterly dependent on others.
You haven't listened to Nancy Pelosi. It will allow people to explore being an artist. Now you can do your painting or write your poetry or carve
The computer do it.
Carve your wooden birdhouses or whatever it is that makes your heart sing. You won't have to work these jobs anymore.
There won't even be a need for me to write dopey rock and roll songs. I'll just go to my computer and say, hey, write a dopey rock and roll song in the style of me with the lyrics about coming to terms with aging. 2 seconds later, it'd be counting it off. 2, 3, 4. And it would sound just like me.
Wow. That person saying it's already better than 3/4 of the people in my industry who do this.
It's a toddler. It's like a young toddler.
God dang it. What does society freaking do with this?
Develop a taste for human flesh.
I don't know. That's the turn. I understood the other stuff you said, but I'm not understanding how the computer takes a turn toward wanting human flesh.
Think about it. No, we need to. Cannibalism.
Oh, okay.
Rampant cannibalism.
If you miss an hour of the show, get the podcast. Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.